Hey there, it's Carolyn. Before we start today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a brand new challenge that we have starting over in the Homestead Kitchen membership really soon. This one is all about making your very own herbal oils and culinary oils and cosmetic oils and turning them into salves and balms for your herbal medicine cabinet. If you're interested in joining me for the Herbal Oils and Salves Challenge, then go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Let's see here. Katie Johnson on how to make butter. I'm new to this, but what about the tap water with chlorine and fluoride when you wash your butter? Good question.
This is a good question. Katie.
Also, wrapping the butter in plastic. What else can you wrap it in? I like the thinking, keeping it clean.
This is very good.
Yeah.
So you're probably referring to the butter making videos. I think there might be two of them out there.
Sun feels
that
good.
Sun is great. It might get a little hard to see on the
it
video.
Might get hot too.
Feels good. Yeah. And in the video, I just go to the sink and I wash the butter with running water. Water from the sink. I can do this because we're not on city water. So sorry, guys. If you're on city water and you do have fluoride and chlorine in your water and, you know, anything else that they use in city water, I would recommend using a filtered water or a distilled water to go ahead and wash your butter with, or, you know, kind of most of the other things you're actually going to consume. So I think that's a great question.
Well, and you know, if you are on city water, you're probably not really excited about drinking it either. Mm-hmm. So you're probably filtering it, or you want a way to filter it. And the Berkeys are great.
Yes.
And they have fluoride filters.
And that's exactly what we used when we lived on city water. Is we had a large Berkey and we did all of our cooking with that, all of the drinking with it. In anything that we had to do that we were going to consume the water, we would go ahead and just run it through the Berkey. So that's really good. The second part of the question was asking about storing the butter in saran wrap and not wanting the plastic to touch the butter, which is a great thought. I really like that. You could use parchment paper instead. They used to have something that was called butter paper. If you look really hard, you might be able to find it. That's because people used to make butter a lot more than we do now. And so they used to be more available to actually buy butter paper, but which like is just kind of like a waxed, it's almost like a wax paper.
Like thinner. I'm just thinking
it's
of
like
the paper
butter
that butter from the store
Absolutely.
Comes in. It must be like a thinner wax paper.
Pretty much like that. So you could use that too. But you know what the trick is? You guys might have heard me say this. I just learned the trick in the last few months about how to not go crazy when you're using parchment paper. Because, you know, it comes out and it rolls all up in the tube that it was in, like no matter what you do.
It happens to you too?
This is one of these little tricks just made my life so, I was so excited about this. It solved a very real problem for those of us who use parchment paper. You take the parchment paper and you crumple it out all up in a ball. And then when you straighten it back out, it doesn't roll up on you.
Good tip.
Isn't that brilliant?
I like it.
Okay.
Brief pause while the train goes
by.
We
have a train going by.
Okay.
Well, we do have a train who that goes right by the property, and sometimes it gets a little loud. So
definitely,
I think it is moved on now.
Hard to talk over.
Yep.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.